So what was the creative inspiration for the play? It just seems so much fun from reading the, you know, the summary. How did it all come about?
Well, thanks. Well, I actually played quiz bowl all through elementary school, middle school, high school. So I had a lot of experience being on a quiz bowl team. And I guess the adult version of that is pub quiz. And I was on the pub quiz team for a couple years, too. But we were assigned, let me step backwards. I went to NYU's grad musical theater writing program, and the two other writers from the show, Julian Blackmore and Dan Marshall, also attended that program. And in one of our classes, we were asked to write a lyric for a group protagonist, so a song that was meant to be sung by a group, and the whole group is your hero. So I thought, well, the quiz bowl team, because, you know, they have a common goal, and they're fun, because, you know, they're quirky people with a lot of facts rolling around in their heads. So I wrote a lyric for that, not about wanting to win a game, but about how awesome it is to go to these tournaments and get out of school where you're ostracized for being the nerd. So, because, I mean, that's why I did quiz bowls, not because I really loved competing with buzzers, although that's fun, but it's because I got to go and meet other people who were interested in learning, you know, beyond the core curriculum. And my collaborator Dan really liked that lyric and said, you know, that's a good idea, you know, celebrating these people who feel the most like themselves when they're away from home. And we just sort of went from there. And then the whole theme of the show wound up kind of landing on that. Our hero is someone who like me, grew up in Arkansas and never really felt like she fit in, and then she goes to this tournament and is able to meet people like herself for the first time.
Who do you think will enjoy this production the most?
I think because that's that element that I mentioned about being able to study in a new setting is a key theme to our show. I think pretty much anybody who's ever felt like they didn't quite fit somewhere, but they kept going anyway, will be able to connect with our characters. But I mean, if you're, you know, a Marvel junkie, you might like it too. We've got a lot of Star Trek references throughout, you know. I'm a big Doctor Who fan, so I get to meet other nerds at all the different things that Doctor Who fans try to attend. And I think there's a lot of celebration in geek culture, because really a geek is just someone who's passionate about something, be it science fiction or a cause or another person. So, you know, just people who can embrace that passion and really celebrate it. We try to toss a lot of celebration into the show. We didn't write a Debbie Downer musical.
Do you think that America's fascination with shows like Big Bang Theory and like even Glee kind of help the marketability of this show?
Definitely doesn't hurt us. Yeah, I would say so. So people who like Glee and people who like Big Bang Theory will probably find stuff in our show to really love and latch onto. Obviously, people who like Glee tend to like musicals a little more than people who don't like Glee. so there's that off right off the bat. But yeah, and because we do have a celebration of things that are typically considered nerdy, I think Big Bang fans would totally get into it. I hope so.
It sounds like you need a really talented cast to kind of capture the essence of this production. So can we just talk a little bit about who's who in the cast and what makes them so special?
Oh my God, we have the most amazing comedians going on in the show. Stephanie D'Abruzzo from Avenue Q. She was the original Kate Monster and was Tony Award nominated for her performance in that. She's playing one of the Quiz Bowl coaches in our show. And our other coach is like Jennifer Simard, who just received a Modest nomination for her performance in Disaster. And these are women who are fantastic actresses, but so really capable with broad comedy, and I think it takes a special type of performer to grasp onto that and to make it feel real at the same time, and they're just knocking it out of the ballpark. Our whole cast is fantastic. So we're very lucky to have everybody involved.
What are your real goals for the production? Where do you want to take it?
Well, if someone knocks on my door and says, hello, I'm here from Broadway, I will definitely let them in and pour them a drink. That would be fantastic. Ultimately, I would love to wake up knowing that day, somewhere in the middle of the country, in a town I'd never heard of, there was going to be a college production of Academia Nuts. I would love to know the people all over the place are getting to do it, because I think it's a really fun show. And I know that when I was in college, I would have loved to be in something that's just such a blast. Every day that I go to the rehearsals, I'm just like weeping with joy because I'm having so much fun there. And my abs are in amazing shape right now because I'm just laughing so much too. So I think just whatever it is it takes to get it to the biggest audience, be that licensing spread out across the country or on a Broadway stage, whatever it takes for the most people to get to experience it, that's what I want.
Okay, bottom line, why do you think someone should see this play?
Well, definitely people should see it now, because then they can point to it and say, I saw Academia Nuts in its first production before it's a huge success, because, I mean, it's going to be amazing. I think people should see it if they're feeling like they could really use a good laugh. It's a really great night at the theater, and it's also kind of affirming. It, you know, lets you know that even if you don't think that you fit in somewhere, there is a place for you in the world, and you're going to find it if you just keep trying. So it's sort of that cheering on of the underdog, and I need that reaffirmation from time to time. I need to know that, you know, pursuing my goals isn't a trivial pursuit. So I think that's a good reason to go to the theater. Just a little affirmation that life is great if you work at it. And that things are going to be okay.